Vera Payne.
Job openings in the U.S. hit a three-year low, leaving job seekers uncertain in the age of AI. Learn how Google's Lisa Gavelber suggests using AI for job hunting and building essential AI skills. Thanks for joining me, Lisa.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell me what can be considered some basic AI skills that you can actually highlight on your resume?
Oh, sure. You know, employers are looking for AI skills more than ever, and so are people looking to learn AI skills. You know, AI can be used for all kinds of tasks at work, things like creating content or doing analyses or making a plan. AI is good at all of those things. And one of the best ways to show employers that you know your stuff on AI is to do a course and get a certificate. So at Google, we offer a course called Google AI Essentials, and it will teach you all of the basic things you need to know to put the tools to work for you to be more efficient and productive. And you earn a certificate at the end that really you can put on your LinkedIn or put on your resume to show employers that you know how to use these tools.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you guys have a course. So then you will be able to answer, will there be any lesson about prompting? And is it even important?
Yeah, actually, prompting is pretty important. The better job you do of asking the tool for what you want, the better the results are that you get. But actually, prompting is kind of just like having a conversation with a tool. There are a few tips and tricks that you can learn about making effective prompts, like giving it a persona, saying like, oh, pretend you're an expert on this topic and teach someone who's not an expert about a particular lesson. That's an example of giving a persona. Or you can learn about prompting in terms of telling it what format you want the results in. You know, please give me a summary of this report using bullet points. And so prompting really is a pretty basic thing, but it's really important to learn the skill because the better job you do asking for things, the better job the tool will do in giving you what you're looking for. And we do teach basic prompting in the Google AI Essentials course, so it's really handy.
Now, adding a skill to your resume is always a plus, but how is it helping people job switch?
Oh, yeah. Well, employers more and more are looking for people with AI skills. As a matter of fact, searches by people looking for jobs, one of the highest or most popular searches we see are how to use AI or how to learn AI or courses to learn AI. But actually, AI tools like Google's Gemini tool can also be useful in your job search. It can help you draft a cover letter, for example. It can, if you upload a job description of a job you're looking at, it can also help come up with potential interview questions that the recruiter might ask you or suggest questions that you could ask the recruiter, which is super useful. Or it can help you with your resume, like it can help you come up with power words that make your resume more compelling. All of these things, Google's Gemini tool is really, really good at and super helpful for people looking for jobs. I also really recommend just even starting on Google for your job search. We have a great job search tool on Google. You can just type in what type of job you're looking for and what city you're looking for it in. For example, retail jobs in Chicago. And then not only can you see all those jobs, you can see if they're part-time, full-time. You can see the requirements for the job. And you can save jobs. You can set an alert so that when similar jobs like those are posted to the internet that you get a notification so you're one of the first to know about a new job that's listed.
Now, when it comes to the Google course that teaches you about AI, does this translate to other platforms like ChatGPT, Copilot?
Absolutely. The course, Google's AI Essentials course, can be used with any generative AI tool. You can use it with the tool of your choice because the lessons that we teach apply to all of those tools.
When it comes to training and skills, are there any other type of specific AI-powered roles you can recommend?
Oh my gosh, well, I feel like AI is being used almost in all kinds of roles these days. And the Google AI Essentials course is helpful regardless of what industry you're in or what type of job you have. But there's also some great courses that Google teaches in addition if you're interested in getting into a particular job field. We teach the Google Career Certificate Program, and you can get trained for entry-level jobs and earn a certificate from Google in a variety of jobs, everything from like project management to IT support or digital marketing. or even more advanced topics like data analytics or cybersecurity. And if you can find all of those courses and the Google AI Essentials course on the Grow with Google website. It's literally just grow.google. It's all you have to type in, or type Grow with Google into your browser, and you'll come to our site and you can see the whole variety of courses that we offer here at Google.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I hope people will use the Google job search tool and use Google Gemini to practice for interviews or write their resumes or cover letters. And we really hope people will take advantage of the Grow with Google courses that can help them earn more money and get a better job. So thank you so much for letting us join you.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.